good morning to you.
Well, let's talk movies here today. And I've been seeing tons of superstars pushing their movies on late night TV. And so which ones are coming out?
Well, it's a fine week for movies because just out we have the movie Sex Tape, which is a documentary about how Kim Kardashian got famous.
It's
the truth. Let's not forget it. Let's think about it all the time.
Yes.
So it stars Cameron Diaz and the delightful Jason Segel, who I love, as you know, despite many of his choices movie-wise. Didn't hate the premise. The first half hour was kind of likable. I love Rob Lowe. He has a small role, but he pokes fun at himself.
Oh, cool.
But then it just sort of became like an 80s sitcom where it was like, we gotta get the tape back. It was just nonstop of like, it's like a Laverne and Shirley episode or something.
Oh, man.
Not saying that Laverne and Shirley made an adult video.
Right, right.
Wiki, maybe. I don't know. It gets exhausting.
Right.
I did get to hear nerds talking when I left, and one said, it is impossible to upload a high-def video to the cloud that's that long. Like, he just was like, dude, you didn't even want to kind of look at Cameron's cleavage?
Yeah.
Like, just a little? Like, no.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to go D-ish for that. D for don't.
Oh, there you
also
go.
Also opening is The Purge 2 Anarchy. The premise, once again, is that once a year, everyone gets to totally go insane for one day.
Right.
I like to call it the World Cup final, but sure, let's call it the Purge.
Sure, another name, yeah.
Here's an idea. If your country goes on a killing spree once a year, why don't you plan your vacation around that time?
Better idea,
don't live in that country because that is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, is that on the local ballot, Prop 20? Do you want a day where people can legally kill you? Vote yes or no.
I know.
Vote no, folks. Yeah. Let's vote no.
For real. Wow.
There's more to it than that, but while there's some interesting themes, it's just not good. I just didn't think it was well made, even though a lot of people are saying it's better than the first one. It's disgustingly violent as far as I'm concerned. I didn't like it. I'm going F. I'll say F plus.
Oh, there you go. The first one, was the first one the one I'm thinking of, the one with Ethan Hawke?
That's correct.
And they kept the love alive and kept doing these.
Yeah, I've come around on him. Like, I really struggled with Ethan. In fact, I've been talking about him on Facebook lately. I've been, like, revisiting Reality Bites.
I've been
having this a little bit of a breakdown where I'm like, why did I think she should choose Ethan Hawke? She should totally choose Ben Stiller. I'm kind of losing my mind. So I've been thinking about him a lot lately for some reason. Anybody who wants to weigh in on Facebook, I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Heck yeah.
And lastly, we have Planes, Fire, and Rescue. It's a cute story as far as chatty planes go, but we've seen it before, and I'd say super young kids will enjoy it, and that's fine. But for the rest of us, not much new. I got to go see Minus-ish. So not the greatest week for movies, but we got good stuff coming, and we've got some little indies that are coming that'll take a little bit, you know, to get there.
Right.
But they'll get, once Oscar season rolls around, I'm already starting to see some great stuff.
Hey.
Boyhood, Trip to Italy, the Steve Coogan movie. There's some really great stuff coming.
Oh, so, keep hope alive. Come on. Yeah.
Yes. There's good movies. I promise.
Oh, there you go. Cool.
Live from Hollywood, I'm Cecily Knobler.